Hello, Battleground. Steve Shenholzer here. Another 20-minute podcast. And today's going to be pretty interesting because I'm about to tell you my brain and my thinking behind probably the biggest and best business thing I've ever done. And that's create the Shinfu. The Shinfu basically is a way to talk to people before you go out to see them to make damn sure that they're going to buy what you're selling. In other words, they can't jerk you around. So this is all about the psychology behind the Shinfu. We won't be going into the steps. That takes, that's a whole different webinar podcast. So here we go. This started probably a dozen years ago or more. And I was having these conversations with people on the phone. You know, they call me up. They want to, get a price for building them a pond. And I would tell them, this is the pond. This is the price. And they said, great, come on out to the backyard. I'm sure you've been there. And then you go to the backyard and you go, it's still the pond and it's still exactly the same price, and only to have them go, I want to think it over, or dismiss me from the backyard. And to the point where I was literally only closing about 23%. I'm a tracker, so I tracked all this stuff. And it was just pissing me off. And the root of the problem is I just felt like people were lying to me. Like they don't care. They'll just call you up and say, run you all over town. And they don't care, because it's kind of the way the buyer side of things have been selling up. See, since the caveman, there's the seller side and the buyer side. And the buyers somehow over the eons of humanity have morphed into, let me just jerk as many contractors around as I can. I'll just have 20 of them come out to my house so I could choose one of them, maybe. Or maybe I'll just reject them all. Like, they don't even care. Not everybody's a total shit, but I swear to God, sometimes I think these potential clients, we call them prospects, if they saw you and your family with a tin cup standing on the side of the road begging for money because she can't make ends meet, they wouldn't even give a shit. As long as they could save a nickel, they would just cast you aside. And that is why I started the Shinfu. I was thinking, geez, Steve, you're telling him the same thing in the yard that you told him on the phone. And on the phone, they said yes. But in the yard, they said no. What gives? So I said, I just believed they were all liars and I wanted them to stop lying to me. So I just came up with a fundamental attitude. This is just my attitude in life, that I deserve a good life. You deserve a good life. You should be able to send your kids to private school if you want. You should be able to send them to college, save for college. You should be able to save for retirement and live a good retirement. I mean, you get the same rights as everybody else on this planet has. And I'm sick and tired of people jerking me around. I mean, think about it. And this pisses me off. But you take firefighters, you take cops, you take teachers, and these people are influential in our lives. They keep us from burning ourselves up. They protect us from criminals. They are actually influencing our kids. They're teaching our kids. Hell, teachers spend more time with the kids than you spend with your kids. And society says, you're worth $50,000 to $100,000 on average. But yet, because you could dribble a basketball or kick a piece of leather through a goalpost, you deserve $10 million a year. I mean, they provide, 3 hours worth of fun and pleasure on a sports event on TV. But do they deserve $10 million each on average? Fuck no. I mean, that just irritates me. See, you as a contractor, you have to go out and negotiate and try to work every deal yourself. These athletes, if they had to do that, how much do you think they'd be making? They'd be making minimum wage, but they have hired sharks, sports agents is what we call them. And they just beat the shit out of the other side until they walk away with a $10 million contract. You don't have a shark fighting for you. You're fighting for yourself. Now, these sharks, they're pros. They went to school. They've studied. They have experience. They were taught how to fight like sharks so these pro athletes can get as much money as they can. You? Did you go to school to find out how much money you can get for yourself? Hell no. I mean, the closest thing you ever came to that is right here, right now. People like me telling you that you got the right to a good life just like they do. So you got to get it yourself. And that is a basic, and that is a base of the whole Shinfu and why I came up with this. So my closure rate before I started all this, like I said, was 23%. And I'll just give you some stats that are the truth. I went in the first year I implemented the Shinfu, this real conversation on the phone so people couldn't lie to me, I went from 23% to 94% closure rate. The very next year, 95% closure rate. And in my last 4 years, you ready for something that's going to sound like total BS? My last 4 years in business, in the pod business, before I sold it, either 18 or 19 is when I sold it, I closed 100%. 4 years in a row, I never went to anybody's house and did not come back with a check, period. So what I want to do is, that's the basis of why I started it. And I just figured that I must be doing something wrong on the phone, because to get 3/4 of people just to change their minds overnight was ridiculous. So I came up with, I listed all the things I think was important to me to kind of nail them down, to basically prevent them from lying to me. And so I came up with the 5 steps. And I'm just going to go through the 5 steps and tell you psychologically why I think it's important and what it's kind of all about. Now, these steps is the actual sales process. And it, you know, for you to get really good at it, you got to go role play, which is what we do in the battleground. We, you know, match contractor with contractor. One plays the client, potential client, the other plays the contractor. And then you flip-flop and you just walk through these steps and have that conversation. You practice over and over until you get confidence. So you know the right words, you know the right sentences and phrases to say to people. And when they throw objections at you, you have plenty of tools in your toolbox to just divert their objection. In fact, that's how the Shin Fu name came up. My last name is Shinholzer. And when I first started teaching it, one of the guys in the audience, just because I would do it live on stage sometimes, you know, I'd be in front of literally 800 people and I'd call a client up right in front of them. I tell them to be quiet. I'm on the phone, on the microphone, talking in a room full of 800 people. And it was just unbelievable how I could go through these 5 things to get the answers I wanted. And what do I really want? Just so you know, I either want a yes on the phone or a no on the phone. I'm cool with a no. So you got to be cool with the no. You know, there's like, you know, Walmart has like 7 or 8 or 10 times the sales Nordstrom's does. Okay. And so it makes sense to me. My customers are Nordstrom's minded people. They're people that want the highest of the high when it comes to contractors, and they're willing to pay up for it because money's not the most important thing to them. What's most important to them is someone who treats them with respect and does a high quality job. So you have to be okay going, I got to burn through 10, you know, Walmart or Target minded customers to get to one Nordstrom's customer. And I'm willing to do that. So at first, when we first start, nobody wants to hear a no. You know, we fight for every job and we think we should win every job that people call us up to on, but we don't. So you got to be okay with rejection. So these are the 5 steps that I came up with. And the first was motive. Now, what is motive? Motive is just like, I want to know why they're calling me. What do they actually want? Can I even do it? And it's all done with questions. And it's simple questions like, hey, okay, you just called me up. What are you hoping I could do for you? And they tell you, and you go, well, how long have you been thinking about this? You know, well, what if you didn't even do it at all? What would happen? So you just go through some questions and you shut up. You have to shut up. I never speak technical terms. I don't tell them about how great I am. I don't go over all of our certificates. I don't go over any of our reviews. You know, they read all that stuff on my website. I mean, all that stuff's on the website. I don't mention any of that. In other words, I don't throw up all over them because you know what? They don't give a shit. They care about them. They don't care about you. You know, they care about what you can do for them. And the only way to find out what you can actually do for them is let them talk. See, if you're talking, you're losing. If they're talking, you're winning. Think about that. So the step one is simply find out if we're a good fit and if they're okay with it. Now, once you come up with and you listen to them, you get a general idea of what the hell they want. And if you're worth your salt in your industry, based on a nice conversation, which only takes, you know, maybe 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes. By the way, this whole Shin Fu process on the phone, I timed it 1 year. I timed all my calls and I averaged about 18 minutes for each one to thoroughly go through these five steps so people wouldn't lie to me. And once you understand, you know, you tell me what you really want, especially if we roll through some pictures on my website, particularly, or they have a picture they want to send over to me and go, I like this pond. I'm like, okay, I know in my head, oh shit, somewhere between 30 and 50 grand, I could do that. So step two, I just get to the money. And I just say, would you like to know what the project you're talking about, the one you're describing to me, I can give you, you know, I can give you a range. And of course, they say yes. So I tell them I could do the job for 50 grand, depending on all the options, or I could do the job for 30 grand, depending on if you don't want, you know, every bell and every whistle that we have to offer. Now, I always start with a high price first, because it normally is shocking to them. So the low price, you know, 30 grand doesn't sound so bad to them. And I just need to do this because, you know, how many times have people called you up and you're thinking $30,000 and they're literally thinking $3,000? I mean, you're not even on the same planet. So I just want to find out. Yeah, I live on Venus. And if they're living on Mars, I can't do the job for them. I'm sorry. So I just get to the money, I bracket it, and I make sure they're okay with that. And I ask them, are you okay with this kind of money? Because if you're not okay with this kind of money, you know, we can sit here and dream all day long. But, you know, some of these dreams are $100,000 dreams, but you're hoping for a $5,000 dream. And it's just not going to happen. See, I am not going to do a job that I'm not going to make at least 50% profit margin on. Because remember when I told you you have the right to private schools and college funds and retirement. Where do you think all that shit comes from? You got to make enough money to pay all your bills and have a huge chunk of change left for yourself for two reasons. One is for today so you can live, and one is for tomorrow so you can do all those things that you want and deserve to do. But you got to stand tough today with the money so you can, you know, so tomorrow you're not eating dog food and living on Social Security. Step three, the truth. And this is a very difficult step. And this is the one that really seals it. Because, you know, what they want and how much stuff costs, I used to do that all the time. But I never did the following step, which is a truth, which is basically boils down to, hey, let's have an agreement. You don't lie to me and I won't lie to you. But see, these clients, these prospects sometimes, they think it, they demand that you never lie to them. But they seem perfectly okay lying to you. But let me tell you what a lie looks like. Come on out to my yard. Sure, that sounds great. When they really, they know in their heart of hearts, they know goddamn way they're going to give you the job. But they have no problem running you around. Another lie, the biggest lie of all, is when you finally do get up there, if you're a sucker enough to go out there, which I was, you know, first couple of years in business, I just sucked, you know, with this stuff, is at the end of it all, they go, I want to think it over. And you know what I want to think it over is code for? If they told you the truth, it would sound more like this. Hey, there ain't no fucking way I'm going to give you this job. And that money is too sky high. But I don't have the balls to be honest to you and tell you that. So I'm going to make up a fucking lie. And it's going to sound like, let me think it over. Or I got to check with my spouse. Or I got to check with my accountant. Or you fill in the horse shit that's coming out of their mouth. And that is what irritated me to no end. So I have, in step three, the truth. I have a way to come up with phrases, words to use. And I'll give you an example one. I said, hey, you know, we've talked here for about 15 minutes. I think I got a pretty good grasp of what you're looking for. Do you feel like I got a grasp on it? And they go, oh, yeah, I think you nailed it, Steve. And we've also talked about money, you know, a range, 30 grand to 50 grand. And you say you're cool with the money. You're cool with the money? Yeah, of course I am. Come on out. Come on out. I don't care if it takes you 5 hours to get here because there's bumper to bumper traffic on the beltway. Come on out. I said, okay, I got one question for you. Suppose I do come out and the job scope is exactly what we're talking about and the money is exactly within the range we're talking about. Exactly. What's going to happen next? No, the podcast isn't broken. That's called silence. You shut the fuck up. Literally, we have a big sign at the office, STFU, because you just ask them that simple question. If everything's like we're talking about now, and I get out to your house tomorrow, what's going to happen next? And the only way I'm going to their house is that they come back with a response, an enthusiastic response of something like, then I'm going to get out my checkbook and hand you a deposit. Or then we're going to do the paperwork to get this ball rolling. Because if it's anything different than that, then I start pressing them. I go back to number one, the motive, and go, let's make sure I got all this right. Because, you know, if you're not really ready to do this job, you already know what you want and you know about what it costs. But if you're not ready to pull the trigger, I don't feel compelled to get in my truck. Why are you having me out to your house? If you still want to think about it over, just tell me right now. We can think it over together right now. Tim Cotroni is another coach in there. I love it. He goes, great. I love thinking it over. Let's think it over together. What are your thoughts? And you shut your mouth again. You see this conversation, how it's going? And this is exactly how I ask and why I ask. And just remember, it is never what you ask people. It's how you ask. Now, I'm being straightforward and a bit abrupt for brevity here. But on the phone, when they say, well, I think I'm going to have to think it over, you know, and like, well, would you mind if we think it over together right now? I want you to notice the silent pauses, because that puts their feet to the fire. That gets them. They have to fill the air. Humans hate silence. We will fill the air. So if you go, if I come out there and everything's equal, what's going to happen next? And you shut up, they'll tell you. And then if they don't give you the answer and you go, well, what's the sense of me coming out there if you're still thinking it over? You know, do you want to think it over together? They'll tell you. These people will tell you what you want to hear. It may not be exactly what you want to hear because it might be a no, which is cool. Would you rather have a no on the phone, honest to God? Would you rather have a no on the phone and save yourself about 4 hours round trip to go give an estimate? And some of you guys, you know, you got to put 10 hours in to give that free estimate, and you're doing that, which is, I'm sorry, that's stupid. It's just wasted time. I mean, if you knew guaranteed they're going to give you the job, I got no problem with you putting 10 hours in to put together an estimate. But if you don't have a guarantee, why are you putting 10 free hours into writing up an estimate and going to look up all the crap you got to look up to give them a proper estimate? No way. They just got to be okay with the bracket.
Fighters, most contractors are undercharging for the value that they bring. We're always preaching you got to get a 50% gross profit on your work. So many of you, so many contractors are confused on how to do that. And that's why we have our 50% sheet. It's free. You just download it. You have instant access. If you want to grab it, head to contractorfight.com/50 and start dialing in those numbers and making the money that you deserve. It's time to quit stealing from your family. Go to contractorfight.com/50.
So let me see, that's the motive, money, the truth, influencers. How many times they use that excuse? I got to check with my spouse or my accountant or anybody. I don't really even care, because it's going to sound something like, hey, besides you and me, is there anybody else that's really excited about this project? And again, they'll tell you, and they know what you're talking about. Well, my husband doesn't really want it. So, you know, I just assume he's not there. I'm like, hey, let me ask you a question. Okay, suppose we come out there and you and I agree on everything. And it's great. All right. Can you just cut a check for the deposit? Or does your husband have to be there, you know, to cut the check? And I shut my mouth and I want the answer. I want every influencer at the meeting, if I'm coming out there, because I need to deflect any objections. In fact, I don't even know if I told you the backtrack and how this Shinfu came up, the guy in the audience, by the way. I know I cut that story short, but he was watching me on the phone deflect objection after objection, just like David Carradine on Kung Fu, which used to be a TV show in the 80s. He was a, you know, Kung Fu master, and he'd go around and kick the shit out of all the bad guys. But every time a bad guy would throw a punch or a kick at him, he'd just put his hand up and swat that thing away like nothing, boom, and just, you know, disable the man, the bad guy. And that's what he saw me doing on stage, just deflecting these objection after deflection after objection and turning it all around on the client. And he was like, wow. But, you know, my last name is Shinholzer, S-H-I-N, and Kung Fu. So he said, that's like the Shin Fu. And I'm like, I was embarrassed. But after a couple of years, it stuck. So that's how the name Shin Fu actually came up. And that's why I want the influencer there. Because if someone's throwing punches at me, I want everybody in the room who's going to make a decision and hand over some money to me to be there throwing punches at me so I could take care of all of them. And then final, the fifth step is the consultation. I charge money to come out to the house. I call it the bullshit meter. Because you know what? You can go through all the other four steps, and I've done it so many times, and now you're testing them. You said, okay, you just told me what you want, and I can do it. You just told me that the money I want to do it is cool with you. You told me when I get out there, if it's all the same, you're going to cut me a check, a deposit check. And you also told me that everybody that's going to make the decision, all spouses, et cetera, they're all going to be there. So now I needed a final step to make sure all those weren't lies. And that's called the consultation fee. Now, in my case, the last 4 years, I think, at least three, because, you know, I started many years ago, charging just $75. But apparently that wasn't deterrent enough. People didn't give a shit about $75. In fact, I remember after the first year of doing this, I was like, wow, I got a new revenue stream. I made $7,500 this year in consultation. Aren't I smart? And then I thought further and go, actually, Steve, you're a dumbass. That means you saw 100 people. You went to see 100 people that said no. That's how I got the, you know, 100 times or 75 times 100 is $7,500. I thought that's a huge waste of time. So I now charged $500, which is crazy stupid. Right? Who the hell would pay $500 for a pond guy to come out to the backyard? Now, I roll it into the job. I give it back to them, if, you know, if they go with the job. And I tell them, and the way that kind of sounds is at the end, we go through the all four steps. I just say, I want to reiterate that we're all in agreement with these four steps. Yes, we are. I say, good. I got a big question for you. Are you really ready to go forward with this project? Oh, yeah, Steve, I'm ready. I said, I need you to be because I have a consultation fee that I charge, and it is so stupidly high. I'm talking crazy high. It's so much money. I need for you to be sure that you want to do this job because I don't want you to, you know, piss away this consultation fee. And, you know, half of them never even asked me what that is. They're like, Steve, I'm ready. Come on out. And that means you did a good job with steps 1 through 4. But when they come up there, you know, when they say, well, what is it? I'm like, are you sitting down? I want you to see how I'm talking to these people. No, really, give me the feet. No, I need you to sit down because I told you stupid high. Like, and I'm having this. And remember, this is a psychology behind the Shin Fu. So if I were to say to you, no, sit down. And you're thinking, well, how high could it be? No, really, I need you to sit down. Oh, Jesus Christ, how high could this be? And the client is driving the price up way above what you're ever going to charge. So when you give them the real number, they're like, oh, geez, I was thinking $5,000. So when they say, I'm ready, hit me, and I was like, $500. Please notice the pauses. These pauses are as important as the words. It is the blanks between the notes that make the music. Think about that. If you don't have pauses between every note, slight pauses, blanks, then it's just noise. So those are the five steps that I was having that literally took me from closing 23% to 94 to 95 to 100%. It's tough. You got to role play this stuff. You got to own this shit. It's got to be all your own words. But after a while, with enough practice, you will get to do it. I used to be a spinning instructor, and I, you know, every night, 3 nights a week, I'd go to the gym to teach 2 back-to-back classes, and it'd be 20 people, you know, indoor cycling, and I'm the pump-me-up guy with the microphone. I would like, hey, I'm developing this sales process, and you guys mind if I go over this? And they're like spinning away, and, you know, I'm like, no. So I would pick something. Oh, come paint my house. Okay. And I would have this conversation. I would practice. And then I would ask my class, hey, because I'm feeling kind of yucky because I know what I'm doing, and it feels like it's a shtick, but they go, no, I would have bought that paint job from you, Steve. That sounded right. So with confidence, I mean, with practice, you get confidence. So that's the basic overall Shinfu, but I want to leave you with a half a dozen mindset things, because if you don't have the right mindset, like if you don't believe, for instance, you deserve a good life, then all this is for nothing. Then you're not going to have one. If you don't get pissed off with people just bold-faced lying and telling you to come out to the house and you're okay with that, then this is not going to be for you. If you're okay with, hey, if you're the type of person to get, you know what? Once I go out there in person and they see how good looking I am and they see how sharp I am, how smart I am, that I can win the job over. If you're that kind of person, this shit isn't for you. But here's just a few things I want you to think about. Number one, not every prospect is qualified to be your client. Do you have any standards? Well, if you do, you need to let the bad prospects go. Remember I told you, I'll go through 10 Walmart people to get to one Nordstrom person. Because my goal is to fill my book every year, all the jobs I need with the right clients, okay? They got to pay the right money and they got to have the right attitude. I will not send my men out to do work for a dickhead. If they're being tough on the phone with me, I'm not sending my guys out. And I tell them I decline job 2 a year. I said, look, I'm sorry, I got to pass on this job. Why, Steve? Because you know what? It's kind of been a tough negotiation. Wouldn't you agree on the phone here? Oh, yeah, but you know, I just want what I want. I'm like, yeah, great. Well, you know what? My people are artists. They go out to the backyard. They're not negotiators like me. That's my job. And I'm afraid you'll chew them up and spit them out. And I can't come out there myself and babysit the job and protect them. And so all the money in the world is not worth my guys getting their feelings hurt, coming back and being pissed at me or just being pissed. I don't want that. I mean, think about it. Even if you made, say you made 20 grand on a job, you did it in 4 days, you made 20,000 clear dollars. Is that worth pissing off your whole crew and ruining their mojo? It's not to me. Next, your selling behavior is your buying behavior. In other words, you sell like you buy and you buy like yourself. So if you're a cheap son of a bitch that would never pay $30,000 for a pond, they smell it. Then you'll become a crappy salesperson and you will be unable to sell a $30,000 pond. So you need to change that way of thinking right now. No mind reading, okay? That's when you sit there and, you know, you're going through the client at the house and you're going through the scope and in your head, you're going, oh, this is a $50,000, a $60,000 job. And then you start telling yourself, oh, they're not going to go for that. Jesus Christ, if I tell them $60,000, they'll never go for that. But it's costing you $30,000, so you ought to charge $60,000. But by the time you open your mouth, you go $33,000. Because you've talked to yourself, you think you got a crystal ball and you don't. Do you know that the 40 years I've been in business, that people will pay whatever I'm strong enough to ask for? So ask. They all paid me. And I just so you know, in my 20 years of pond, I was generally at least 50% above everybody else in the market. So every other job that was 20 grand, I'm at 30. And I built more ponds than anybody. I'm telling you, I built more ponds with anybody. I'm charging the most money because these people, the Nordstrom's people, they want what they want. And money's not the most important thing. See, for Walmart people, it's all about the money. They don't give a shit about anything else, you or quality. But the Nordstrom's people, they want what they want and they're willing to pay up for it. So you got to be strong enough to ask what you're worth. Next, the prospects, the buyers, their buying process does not favor us, okay? That's how you change it. In other words, remember I told you from the caveman, they're kind of, in today's society, it's unfortunate, but their thinking is, let's beat the shit out of as many contractors as we can, and we'll just discard them right and left until we get the one we want, the cheapest price we can get. You know, the Shinfu conversation changes all that because you're really having like an upfront agreement, which basically says, we're not going to bullshit each other. If you're telling me on the phone that job is good, price is good, and I come out to the backyard, it better be job is good, price is good in the backyard too. Don't lie to me. Okay. That's what the Shinfu does for you. The other thing is, I have a thing called don't fix a $10,000 problem for $399. And I'll give you an example. In the pond world, there's this electronic gizmo you could hook up to these ponds, okay? You got to do a little bit of work to hook them up. And it would prevent algae. Algae is a pain in the ass in ponds, you know, especially the stringy stuff all over the waterfalls, et cetera. But you could put this little electronic device that didn't harm the plants or fish at all, but it put a little copper in the water and let it doesn't allow algae to grow. Now you buy the thing for literally like $200, and then you got to go out there and install it. Okay, maybe it's $250, and you got to install it. These pond guys are running around literally installing these all over town for $399. I'm charging $1,500. Yes, cost me $200 for this device, $250, because this is a big problem. See, these guys, they're just selling plastic and parts and metal. I'm selling a solution to a big ass problem. Like if I said, hey, if you never had to clean algae off your waterfall again and your pond never turned pea green, it'd be crystal clear so you could see all your fish for the rest of your life. What would that be worth for you? To you? They're like, shit, 10 grand. You know, you have a pond 20 years and it's maintenance free and you don't have that shit. Isn't that worth a lot of money? It's certainly worth more than $399. So I'm just telling you, I'm not telling you rip people off, but I'm telling you, if you can fix a big problem, it should come with a big price tag. Does that even make sense to you? I hope so. The other thing, you got to sell like you're independently wealthy. See, if you don't have an abundant mindset when it comes to money, if you have that scarcity mindset, you're just not financially sound. Your back's up against the financial wall. You're like a scared rat, man. And they can smell that. You know, when you're desperate for the job, like, oh, it's Friday and my guys are showing up Monday and I don't even have work for them, you know? And so I'm going to drop my pants. I can't tell you how many contractors literally take jobs just to pay the bills. Everybody on their payroll gets rich except you. A bunch of you listening right now, your people make more money than you do. I'm not doing that. Even if I am wealthy and have been for, you know, I was a millionaire 36 years ago when I was age 30. So I had that mindset. Basically, if you're not paying me the money I think I deserve, I'm not interested in the job and I walk away. And I want you to do that too. And even if you don't have the money, you got to act like you're independently wealthy. Walk away from any job, any job that does not have a gross profit margin of 50%. Put it easier way, if it costs you a dollar, charge two. If it costs you 50 grand, charge 100 grand. It's the same principle. 50%. This will be the best thing you ever do for yourself. Trust me. This is how you're going to retire. This is how your kids are actually going to get a college education and maybe go to private school. This is how you're going to live a good life. Because, you know, I got all the same problems as you. Life has a lot of problems. But guess what? For me, money's not one of them. Think about the last 12 months, literally. How many of your problems over the last 1 year were any way, shape, or form attached to money? Yeah, 90%, right? Now, like I said, how'd you like to have just the other 10% problems in a whole year? Not if you could wipe out the 90% financial problems, wouldn't you want to do that? I mean, the truth is, if you got a problem, but you can stroke a check to make that problem go away, you don't have a problem. And that's the life I've been living, and that's the life I want you to live. I want you to better stroke a check. And, you know, I want you to order from the left side of the menu. I want you to order what you want, not giving a shit that it's a $58 steak. You know, are you going to eat at McDonald's because you can get a whole meal for $10 or $8? Or would you like to go in a nice place? It might cost you $100, $150 for dinner, but it's fucking top notch, man. I mean, you know, people tell me all the time, Steve, I would never go eat a $150 dinner. I'm like, if I was paying, would you? They go, shit, yeah, I would. I'm like, that's right. I want you to have that attitude. Because here's the bottom line. With all this stuff, the Shin Fu stuff, and we'll wrap it up right here, right now. You're going to be part of somebody's plan. It's either going to be your plan or it's somebody else's. You're a contractor. You started this thing because you wanted some kind of freedom, right? Financial freedom. You want time to be free. You want to be your own boss. You want all those things, all right? You can have all those things. That's living your plan. But if you don't have the balls to stand up and, you know, instill some of these principles I'm talking into yourself, then you're going to be part of somebody else's plan. And let me tell you something. I only had like a couple of employers in my life because I've been a serial entrepreneur. I started, built, and sold 4 companies over the last 40 years. It is way better. I mean, if I'd have listened to somebody else and worked their plan, I would be just another schmuck living on Social Security right now. So you decide. It's your life. You either go get the one you want or you let somebody else dictate the one you're going to have. All right, folks, that's it for today. I hope you like it. I'm Steve. Welcome to the battleground. And until next time, have a killer one. Thank you.